Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my big brother, Mr. J. We in the house. We want y'all to holler. Oh, you want to say something?
I'm just saying what's up, you know.
All right.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, in the meantime, we want you to holler at us, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. And Mr. J, would love for you to email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Just because he wants questions. We got a couple questions tonight, and we, of course, will answer them here. But
we got questions?
We got questions, but I know.
We actually have questions tonight.
We have questions tonight, but.
Somebody wants us to answer a question.
They want us to answer a question.
How many questions we got?
We got a couple questions.
Couple as in two, or a couple as in a few?
Couple as in two.
All right, well, I ain't complaining. Let's go.
But if y'all want to ask any more, feel free to jump into the chat room on the Smooth Drama Blog Talk page, or of course email us smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Mr. J, as always, what are you encouraging?
I'm encouraging pictures, and we not even gonna go there with the song. We just gonna go for pictures now, because some, you know, I got a few, you know, and I ain't complaining. I like what I got, but. You know, let's just send some pictures in, because this calendar can happen, and I'm trying to make it happen, but y'all just, you know, y'all sitting back there in the scared zone. Come on now. Participate.
Motivate, participate.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Dominate.
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
All right. Anyway, we got the finals coming up Thursday. What you got, man?
You know... I mean, I could easily say, you know, Braun and crew. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I'll definitely have my mind made up after game one.
Really? Mind made up after game one? You can't say it?
No, only reason why, because you know what? I want to see how, what's his face is going. I want to see how my man on Splash Brother, how he's going, you know, if he's going to play.
All right. Huh? Go.
No, because I'm not jumping on any bandwagon. Because I mean, I said like midway through the year, I wasn't talking to you, but a friend of mine, I told him, I said, it'll probably end up being Golden State and Cleveland. And he was like, well, if it does come down to that, who would you pick? Early on, I said Cleveland. But I don't want to seem like, oh, you just, you know, jumping on the bandwagon because of LeBron. No, I'm not, you know, but I mean, then, you know, I can't knock. No, I'm not. No. I was a fan.
Hold on. I didn't say you was jumping on the bandwagon.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm gonna come out and say Golden State, not because I'm in the Bay Area, but more it's a basketball thing. Everybody's talking about, oh, well, it's LeBron. I'm like, well, LeBron is what, 2-3 in the finals? He is not invincible. Michael Jordan, he is not. First and foremost, this is an inferior team. Now, if Kevin Love and Anderson Varejao was actually healthy and Cleveland was coming in healthy with their whole squad and Kyrie Irving was healthy, I'd be like, yeah,
One of the reasons why I'm not jumping. I mean, that's why I said, let me see what happens after game one. Game one, whether Cleveland wins or whether, you know, Golden State wins, I'm just saying, whoever takes game one, I'll see then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because right now, to me, it's an even toss-up.
To me, it's not an even toss-up. Look.
Why?
The East was sorry.
We're not going to.
First. I mean, yeah, you can look dominant against teams that can't score, and everybody, oh, Cleveland's defense has improved. The regular season, Cleveland's defense sucked. And when you're playing against teams that have players that are hurt, yeah, you're going to look awesome. Golden State has nobody hurt, and everybody thought, oh, Iman Shumpert, he plays what's his name very well. It's like, okay, well, we're going to see in this series, because in this series, if Iman Shumpert is holding Steph Curry, then that means Kyrie Irving.
I don't even think Shumpert's going. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
That means that Kyrie Irving, whose defense is non-existent, is going to have to play Klay Thompson or Harrison Barnes. Either one of them, I'm like, wherever Kyrie Irving is trying to hide, we're going to shine the spotlight very bright. You can best believe Steve Kerr is like, yeah, wherever Kyrie is, that's where we're going.
So,
yeah, I expect Golden State to get rid of them in 5 or 6, maybe 5.
I heard it here, folks. So if it doesn't go that way, if it goes down to 6, then it goes to 7 games. No, I'll put it this way. If after game 5 it's 3-2, doesn't matter who's up. But if after game 5 it's a 3-2 series, there goes your theory.
Okay, well, I'll say this. Any team with J.R. Smith on it cannot win the title. I have said this since.
But you're just hating on J.R. Smith.
No. J.R. Smith is hating on himself. He is by far the dumbest player that has played in the NBA in a long time. One,
how dumb can he be if he's on a conference championship team?
First and foremost, he has supreme talent, but he has never harnessed it. I mean, we talking about a guy that's got everything. He can hit the jimmy. He can take you to the rack and dunk on you. He's got everything, but he's so stupid. Basketball IQ.
But I'm saying stupid how?
Basketball IQ, man. Basketball IQ. I'm not talking about intelligence and life, even though a guy who nicknames himself Young Rich, I don't need to say.
I don't know. I don't even know where that's coming from, but okay.
That was his nickname, Young Rich. I'm not making it up. That's him. I'm just saying, J.R. Smith, a guy with a whole lot of talent, has never been anything. Yeah, he's riding LeBron's coattails, but I'm sorry, but he's the second best player on that team. If you got to count on J.R. Smith every night, yeah.
You think J.R. Smith is the second best player?
Yeah. Kyrie Irving is hurt.
He'll be back. I think Kyrie will probably play. If not game one, he'll be back by game.
No, he's going to play, but he's hurt. He has a hurt toe. He has been hurt the majority of this playoffs, but them Eastern teams were so sorry they couldn't even take advantage of it. I'm guaranteeing you, whoever he's playing and he's hurt, he already didn't play D when he was healthy. When he's hurt, I'm like, bullseye, where you at? That's what's going to happen. Whatever they was doing against Atlanta, oh, no, I hear people, oh, they're not going to get no boards, none of this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, you do know Golden State was like number one in the league in all them categories for a reason against the whole league, everybody. And now all of a sudden, oh, they can't play it because, oh, they looked somewhat vulnerable against stronger teams in the West. And last time I checked, they smoked Houston.
Sucked anyway.
Okay, but Houston, damn good team for the East.
Okay.
They won 56 games, man.
Houston's in the West.
Right. I'm saying they'd be a damn good team in the East. Probably could beat Cleveland. I'm just saying. We'll see if everybody's holding them LeBron nuts, cashews, whichever one you want to call them.
All right. Am I hearing a slight bit of hater in your voice?
No, it's not hate.
Okay.
It's not hate at all. That's just reality. Okay. You know, people ride that, oh, LeBron.
A couple of years ago, this was the same. You were the same one that said, I think, what was it? Either the first championship he got or the second one? You were like, they're not going to win.
Hey, Sam.
I remember having that conversation.
No, and San Antonio gave them a ring.
Oh, now it's Gabe. They didn't just beat San Antonio. They gave them.
But no, they beat them. But you know, like I do, everybody knows that basically San Antonio gave them the ring that year and came back last year and said, yeah, you know what? We're going to take it back from you. We fucked up, but we got you this year. It was kind of ugly last year, wasn't it?
It was ugly, but I was like, okay.
Right. And so I'm thinking it's going to be ugly this year, too. But, hey, Cleveland, yeah. Shout out.
What else you got?
Cleveland. Yeah. of course, we got the things that crazy people do. You know, I can't leave that alone. I know you heard about the woman in South African Park. They leave the windows open when they're around the lions. It's like, yo, they're taking pictures.
It's the funny thing you brought that up, because I was just watching on the news. They just had a thing on the news about that on CNN. And basically what happened was, from what they're reporting, the woman that got, you know, attacked, she was part of this touring, you know, this tour or whatever. And when they drove into the area where the lions were, they drove in with the windows up, and the driver of the van or whatever, of the bus, who's also the co-owner of the tour service, reported to the news media that, she, you know, apparently, you know, without his knowledge, the lion didn't attack until he saw the woman who got attacked, until she rolled the window down. And apparently the lion was close enough where he could just jump up and, you know,
right,
and grab at her. Now, while, you know, all this is going on, the tour bus driver is trying to fend the lion off. He got hurt too. He had a heart attack from all this.
Right.
He got hurt too, you know. But apparently, you know, they got, you know, he wrestled, you know, she was dead, but, you know.
Right.
They got it. They got into the park. They got the lion. You know, they secluded the lion and all that. And my, you know, I mean, my whole thing is, and that's not the first time it's happened at that park. My thing is, why are you even driving into the territory? You know, why are you not behind a fence or something taking pictures?
Right. Well, you see, that's the whole, like, the whole premise of this Jurassic World movie where you want to see dinosaurs. I'm guessing there were, like, some people in the crowd that would be stand-ins, you know, extras that would be, like, black folks, not to be racial about it. But I'm not going to hang out with predators. I don't want to be in the bubble around a bunch of predators. And I wouldn't be in no park. And I damn sure would.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to wait for Jurassic Park. I mean, you can go to, like, out there where you are. Out here where I am, you know, in Jersey, they got Great Adventures, you know, Six Flags.
Right, but what I'm thinking is, they're in the park with live lions, and you got the window rolled. They are predators.
I don't get the whole thing. Like, just like you can go on these trips, like through South, you know, through Africa, on these safaris, you know, to either hunt or to take pictures. I mean, to a certain extent, if you are in a controlled environment where you're, like, you're in a bus, and the guy tells you, do not get off the bus, don't stick your arms out the window and nothing like that, we're just going to drive through. Okay, fine.
Right.
If that lion is like 100, 200, 300 yards away, I'm okay. As long as, you know, he's not 5 feet away.
Right, but he's right there, and she rolls down the window and starts taking.
And that's why I you know, condolences to the family that lost their, you know, their daughter, their sister, whatever. But, you know, you put yourself in situations, and then you wonder why it happens.
Well, that's why I said things that crazy people do, because that was crazy.
Yes, it was. Anything else?
Yeah, I got a little bit. It ain't necessarily about crazy people, but it's about stupid studies. You know how I feel about these studies. They irk me.
What study is this?
Oh, how sleep can help us get rid of deep-rooted stereotypes.
Sleep.
Like, you know what? If you're racist or sexist, if you get enough sleep, according...
You wake up tomorrow and you won't be racist or sexist?
Yeah. Yeah, see, because it's saying that a new provocative study shows it may sleep boosts the brain, and it helps us consolidate memories and learn new things. And it may even have the power to help us reverse deeply rooted stereotypes against women and African Americans. Yeah.
I don't even know what to... I don't even have any. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that. I mean,
I'll be in for you. This is why I say stupid study. Yeah.
I'm like,
I can sleep all day. And I mean, so this mean that we put the Ku Klux Klan to sleep?
They
get 8 hours of proper rest. They won't
hit. It'll be okay. Right. Nah. Okay. Where did this study come from?
Oh, University of Texas at Austin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next, because I'm sorry, I just don't even have anything for that one.
I got to tell you the stupid stuff that they said. They said, in the study, they would press a button that was labeled correct when female faces appeared next to science and math words, and when black faces were paired with positive words like cheer, smile, or honor.
Oh, boy. You know what this is starting to remind me of before you go any further? Back, I think it was either in the late 50s or the late 60s, where they had that doll baby test where they would sit a young girl in a room with a black doll and a white doll,
mm-hmm.
and the little black girl would always pick the white doll because that's what she was geared to think was the better doll because it was the good doll, and the little black doll baby was considered the bad doll. So that's, I mean, come on now.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's science.
Some science is necessary. Some science is actually, you know, helpful in, you know, different areas. But that just, I mean, they're just wasting taxpayers' monies with that, or, you know, I don't even see, where is the proof that sleep will do any of that?
Well, if you're not down for that, how about listening to nature sounds at work can boost your mood and productivity?
All that does is just calm. I mean, honestly, all that can do is just calm me. Like, if I'm having a bad day, you listen to, like, the ocean or one of those CDs where they play the ocean or birds tweeting. Okay, you can stop doing that. But I'm saying, that's all that does for me.
That's all that does for you?
That's all that does.
Okay.
Anything else? Because this is, I mean...
That you know, actually, I have an agenda.
For the rest. What's on your agenda?
I got an agenda. You know, yesterday was a monumental day. For those of you who don't know, my son...
congratulations.
Yeah, my son Clay Creation, he turned 24, young man that I'm very proud of and happy to have as a son.
Got me over here tearing up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just wanted to shout him out. It was his birthday yesterday, and I'm saying happy birthday to him again today. And, of course, because I'm saying that, I got to bust out with we going to break here. My tribute to my son. Actually, it's his tribute to me and my tribute to him. So it's like we
giving each other tribute?
We giving each other tribute. So
okay.
This is a Clay Creation, The Legacy of Smooth Drama.
To me, I have always thought of our relationship as a spiritual analogy. He is the sun to my earth, as I am the sun to his earth. I was once told by a hater that I would live my dreams out through my son. At the time, my reply was to laugh and say no, and I just disregarded that statement until now. Peep game. As a young father, you don't begin to appreciate the father-son dynamic. My role was to be his son and bring life-giving rays and knowledge to help nourish his earth and help him grow. As a father, now I understand that the son is the continuation of my legacy in which we as a family perpetuate and continue our lineage. So, we have a spiritual connection that is unique. Let me explain. We are spiritually closer than even he knows. As a teen, I secretly dream of singing on the stage for a crowd of people. My son Clay Creation did this to my complete and utter shock in the 7th grade. I dreamed of dancing and having a a dance crew while rocking the crowd with my moves. My son did it to my everlasting joy in high school. I have loved hip-hop from its inception, and to have a son who embodies the essence of cultural hip-hop is a dream come true. His very name shows how spiritually close we are. Unbeknownst to him, growing up as a child, my toy of choice was clay. I did everything with clay, from making dinosaurs to comic book characters, which, so not coincidentally, are both loves of his. So to see him choose the main clay creation was more of an affirmation of our bond. Unseen, but stronger than any material you could feel or touch. So in answering that hater of yesteryear, yes, I live my dreams out through my son, because he is the sun of my earth, as I am the sun of his earth. And as we revolve around each other and keep our orbits aligned, our gravitational pull just becomes stronger and stronger. And I couldn't be any prouder of my son, my shining sun, who continues to warm my earth for clay creation.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. J. That.
Excuse me, I'm over here wiping tears now.
Anyway, that was a listening Smooth Drama, Clay Creation. Stop it. Anyway, shout out to my son. I love you. It don't matter. And speaking of that, what you know about standing your ground?
I know that I don't necessarily agree with it if it's always going to work against us.
I'm talking about, you know, that's what's being planned by the defense of the guy accused of shooting George Zimmerman.
Well, and I hope that it works for him. I hope that he gets off. I hope that he's acquitted. And then he can go on and live his life.
Well, I mean, see, because technically, if you're a man and you see George Zimmerman hanging around you, shit, your life is in danger.
Well, yeah, I mean, he could use that as a defense, and I'm hoping that his lawyers will use every situation that he's been in since his acquittal from, you know, the Trayvon case. I hope they use all those examples of his run-ins with the law.
Right.
You know, against him.
I mean, attacking women, whatnot. I mean, and he shot a young man and killed him. So, hey, if I get into a run-in with him, I don't know if he ready to pull out on me. So I'm pulling out on him.
I mean, a little bit of backstory. That's not the first time that they've had a run-in. They had one. They had like I think that's like the second time. They've had two different occurrences. You know, this time it ended with some gunplay, but, you know, there was some gunplay involved. But that's not the first time George and this guy have, you know, bumped heads. So there's history there.
Right. And so, I mean, you know, one, there's history. And two, he's like, shit, he shot and killed somebody. So if I'm around, yeah. I got to be on point. I got to be strapped.
But, you know, even though I'm pretty certain Zimmerman's, you know, defense team is going to probably try to get that, you know, excluded from the court record as far as the, you know, the trial, every juror in there already knows who this guy is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But so you have to have not been on earth to not know who this guy is.
True. And see, there's a downside, there's an upside. On one side, it's going to work for them because it'll probably work for the defense, the dude that, you know, that shot him, because hopefully he'll get a jury that, you know, that thinks that George Zimmerman was guilty from the first time around. Then it could work against them if George Zimmerman gets a jury of people who are still pro George Zimmerman. You know what I'm saying? That they believe in, you know, pretty much that, you know,
you can kill people.
Yeah.
And provoked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Not that that's funny, but that is funny. And you have some folks that's insane like that. Oh, you know, I will be remiss in saying that I messed up, Mr. J.
Okay, it won't be the first time, but that's okay. We won't hold it against you.
You had to, didn't you?
Anyway. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm fired.
Wow. Well, what's the problem? What happened? What happened? Talk to me.
I forgot there was one other crazy guy who tested out his bulletproof jockstrap.
Whoa. Say that again.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a guy who, Jeremiah Raver, who created a bulletproof jockstrap. But in order to see if it was bulletproof,
he had to test it, of course.
He had to test it. And so, yeah, he said it's an athletic cup that's designed to protect a man's testicles from anything coming their way, from a 98 mile per hour fastball to a 1700 miles per hour bullet shot from a gun. So,
okay, he does realize that even if the bullet doesn't, you know, enter or disrupt, you know, the cup itself, just the energy followed behind the bullet is enough to, like, probably break his pelvic, you know, break his hips.
Well, see, what he does is he was motivated because one of his favorite MMA fighters got hit in the balls and lost the match.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, like, thinking about the best way to protect a pair of testicles.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was it. That was kind of it. So he created them, and he, of course, got somebody to try him out.
And what was the
He got shot in the ball.
I mean, and the result was, I mean, was he able to get up afterwards?
Successful, but I mean, from what I've seen, like, when people get shot in the chest, whatnot, it looked kind of painful. So, yeah.
I guess there's not like, really a big market out there for this piece of equipment yet.
Well, I guess. I mean, if you're one of them people who think you may be predisposed to being shot in the balls,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I've never been in, you know, I pray every day it'll never happen, you know, but, yeah. You know.
I mean, it's one of them things, I guess, if you're one of those looking for danger and, like, you know what, I'm going to put my balls out there, like, look.
No, see, that's not what they mean when they say balls out, okay? Not what they mean.
Going balls out, yes.
And I guarantee you, the person who created this piece of equipment, you know where I'm going with this.
Jeremiah.
Some crazy ass white boy.
See, why you want to get racist?
Okay. I mean, because Fuquan and Lil Ray Ray aren't sitting in the basement somewhere creating this stuff. Not to say that we don't have the ability to do it, but we wouldn't think on that level, like, well, hey, you know, we got these cups, these job straps, you know, let's see if we can, we can create something so that it'll stop a bullet.
You don't think that? You don't think about stuff like that?
If I'm going to create something to stop a bullet, you know, or try to improve on the technology that's out there, how about a whole full body suit? You know, a lightweight Kevlar-type body suit that you could wear under your clothing or whatever. And, you know, how about that? Why would I? Huh?
You need the mask too, man.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but if I'm going to think on that level, on those terms, I'm not going to think so minute in an area where, I'm not saying it could never happen, but the reality is, it's not functional enough, and who's going to buy it? You know, I don't hear the military investing in this.
He's on Kickstarter right now.
How much has he made?
1,155 so far.
And what's his goal?
His goal is 30,000. So all you people.
So that's probably just to get a real prototype.
Well, no, I'm just saying, all you people out there, if you I mean, this is because he's trying to make it for little boys.
All right, you know, let's go on to the next one. See, now it's starting to get creepy. Now it's starting to sound like a pedophile. So go ahead.
Saying, you know, if you're out there and you think that you might get shot in the balls, how?
Things that crazy people do. Oh, crazy people do stuff that I don't do.
All right. Speaking of, I won't say crazy folk, but I'm
mentally challenged.
Well, I'm a little tired of something like they got this Caitlyn Jenner.
Man,
Steve Bruce.
I knew you were going there.
I'm sorry, but
no reason to apologize. I'm gonna say this, and people, if you know, for those of you out there listening that are my Facebook friends, go on my page and you'll see it. I'm sorry, you know, it means nothing to me. I could honestly care less about him changing his, you know, his sex. I mean, I respect the fact if he felt all along that
he
was a woman.
Oh,
fine.
She broke the record.
She, shim, him, whoever.
The Twitter record. She shut down Twitter. I was like, I think last time I checked, it's just another guy that is gay. That's a woman.
Well, my thing is, why, you know, it's like, it's funny, media has a strange effect on people. And I'm talking about media as a whole. We'll talk about something like, oh, it's Bruce Jenner. You know, he was an Olympic hero back in the 80s. You know, he did this, he did this. And then with the Kardashians, okay, fine. But we living in times now where that, to me, means nothing. Okay, there's so many other transgender people out there, whether they're famous or not. You know, so what? Okay, so now you're a woman. Big deal. You're 65 years old. I saw the pictures. Okay, if you think, I mean, people out there, well, he looks good. Okay, she looks good. Whatever. You know, but you got other people out here that got to live their lives and are dealing with real issues, and yet, you know, it's not even reported on. I care more about, you know, I would, yeah, you know, if this was a news item about, like, some homeless person somewhere who something great happened to that person, I'd rather talk about that than to talk about some man who's already got millions of dollars, you know? When before he was with the Kardashians, he was married once before, you know, with his older kids. He left his wife and wasn't even a real father to those boys. Then he meets up with, you know, his current ex-wife, you know, and he gets mixed up in all that craziness.
Can I say that we've talked about this for like 2 whole minutes?
Okay, I'm done.
But you know
how I feel. But it's like, so what?
I have a headache. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say that this one last thing. It pertains to what you're talking about, but I'm just going to say this. There's an award, as I spoke to you about this earlier. There's an award. It's called the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. It's given out every year to, like, some athlete, you know, in the world who's done something really courageous or just something outstanding that's, you know, about that person or deed. Okay, this year's runner-up was this guy. He was an Army veteran from, I guess, the Iraq War or whatever. You know, his name is Noah Galloway. He was an Army veteran. This man did 2 tours, all right? He lost a leg and he lost an arm. But yet, you know, they gave him prosthetics and all that. This man went on to compete. He competes in Ironman events now around the world. But yet they give this award to Brustina Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn!
Okay, that's one. That's my one beat, right. You know. Now, here's the other one. Wait a minute, here's the other one.
Yeah.
You know, R&B, hip-hop singer, whatever you want to call him, Akon. Akon's taking his own money, going back to his country, Africa, right? Taking his own money. And he's developing solar power for 600 million Africans.
Right.
Solar power. He's starting a company.
Right. So
You don't hear about that, though.
That's not courageous. Don't you know that just telling people, my name is Caitlyn, and I wear a dress now. That's courageous.
And I'm worth $30 million. He's worth more than that. He's worth like close to like $50 million. Who cares?
What he's worth. I'm like, yeah, he's wearing a dress. Goodbye.
All right, and I'm going to end it on this note. You remember the movie Coming to America, the barbershop scene?
Uh-huh.
You remember Arsenio was playing one of the barbers?
Uh-huh.
What did he say about Cassius Clay? I'm going to call him Cassius Clay. In this case, his mama named him Bruce. I'm going to call him Bruce. That's it.
All right, but you wasn't eating greens when you said that.
I had a plate earlier tonight. I can go back and get some more now.
All right. So what we gonna do now is we gonna go into our questions, because all this talk about Bruce, Caitlin, it just broke my heart. It just saddens me. Some be cheered up by listeners. Listener number one, this comes from Miss Chocolate Joy. What does it take for a woman to find a real man that would treat her like his queen?
Repeat the question one more time.
One more again. What does it take for a woman to find a real man that would treat her like his queen?
Stop settling for everything that comes your way. Be patient. Like some of my, you know, female friends that are real religious, you know, let go, let God. Stop trying to compete with the next woman.
Compete with the next woman?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I hope I get some slack on this. I hope we get some callers. A lot of women out there, a lot of sisters, whatever you want to call, a lot of sisters are trying, when I mean compete, if their girlfriend's got a dude that's treating them well and doing this, they'll go out and try to find somebody who's doing that and that much more just to say that their man is better than, you know, their girlfriend's man. And they may not even like the dude. They may not even be her type of dude, but it's like sort of like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. Everybody wants to try to do better than the next person, or at least to be on that same level. You're so worried about what the next person's doing, you're not focused on what you're doing.
So basically you're saying that if you want to be treated like a queen, you got to find a proper...
No, I'm saying that, first of all, if you want to be treated that way, you have to do the things for yourself that would make, you know, most dudes, you know, look your way or get, you know... You do things that'll get their attention. If you're doing, and when I mean get their attention, I don't mean the negative stuff like, you know, posting stupid pictures and all that, but just do you. You know, do whatever it is that's going to, show you in a good light.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's nothing left for me to add on that.
No, but, you know, I appreciate her, you know, writing in, but that's something that she probably already knew.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Chocolate Joy. And hope you write in again. Now, our second question. What are the rules for online dating? And this comes from Camel Girl.
There are no rules.
I agree.
That those are the rules. Because you know what? Now, if this question was asked, say, 10, 15 years ago.
There was still...
When there weren't as many websites,
same,
you know,
it would still be the same because the
but it wouldn't be as crazy as it is now. Because you didn't have all these different outlets of social media.
Well, yeah, but we could talk about social media, but I mean, basically, online dating is just dating with more access and the ability to lie more.
Exactly, but
you're used to because you weren't right in their face on the computer. You could,
right, and that's never going to change. What I'm saying is, you didn't have Instagram, you didn't have Twitter, you didn't have all those other, you know, sideshows or distractions. And then, like what I said about, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you didn't have as many websites out there.
Right. So, I mean, but see, here's my theory. When we talk about online dating and there are no rules, I mean, I didn't think that there were rules in regular, quote-unquote, regular dating.
Yeah, but...
I mean, are there rules and regulations that...
For some people, yeah.
Out there, there's like a form that you sign, like when you...
Well, no, but, you know... For those that do it and do it often, you know, I don't do it. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, but
date.
You got some people.
You know, online date.
No. I've met people, but it's not like, it's not like I'm going on, like, you know, Match.com and eHarmony and Black People Meet, you know, Black Planet. No, I'm not doing all that. No.
Not doing all that? You're not?
No.
You're not meeting the girl of your dreams from Nebraska? And y'all cyber sex and rub nipples on the
see, the web? You trying to put my business out there, and it's not working.
My bad. I mean, I'm just saying, it's online dating. It's whatever. It's
I mean, to get back to the gist of it, are there rules? No. The rules are what you make of them. Whatever rules you set for yourself, those are the rules. Plain and simple. So whatever's okay for you to do, or whatever's okay for somebody to do while you're dealing with them, that's the rule. If it's not okay, then they broke that rule.
Yeah. I mean, you know? But I'll say this, and this is the one thing that I've never understood about the online dating phenomenon, is the fact that you'll have people who misrepresent themselves. I've never understood why would you lie, especially if you plan on meeting a person. Now, if you never plan on meeting anybody, cool. Lie all you want. Tell them you're a circus clown who escaped Russia during World War III. And
you know that's not making any sense. You need to just...
I mean, because, you know, you see it all the time. They even have shows talking catfish and whatnot, where people misrepresent themselves. And before I get into that, I want to thank Camel Girl for the question. And anytime you got a question, feel free. Anybody else, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com.
And let me put some Ericism on this, okay? Just give me about 2-3 minutes on this one.
I ain't giving you no 2-3 minutes.
Come on now.
Much.
Just listen. All right, just listen.
I'm not listening.
If you're gonna be out there online, trying to holler, trying to date, all I can say is from what I know, you know, other people tell me and all. Just be honest with the person. If you seeing like 4 or 5 different people, whether they down the street, around the corner, in another state. Be honest. Don't get feelings. Don't get caught up and get mad at somebody because you found out that they dating, you know, they dealing with 2 or 3 other people. You just got caught up in their mess.
DJ Squirrel says don't get no feelings.
And DJ Squirrel should know. You know, he wrote the book. You know, but then on the flip side of it, don't get yourself into a situation where you out there making promises and you can't follow up on them. You know, because you do have some people out there that truly, you know, they're looking for somebody and they get all emotionally caught up. And then, you're making all these promises to them.
Places, what can put
you're making all these promises. And then eventually they're going to be like, you know, when are you going to start coming through on, you know, you said you were going to do this, you said you were going to do that. That's just as worse.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll take anything that has anything.
Have you ever dated online?
Yes, I have.
And okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, in this case, 10 being the worst experience ever, what was your experience?
I met someone who totally misrepresented themselves.
You got catfished.
Yeah, I got catfished.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, you heard
the difference. They didn't even remember they catfished me. That's what was so bad about it.
Oh, because they've been lying for a long time. Right. They don't even remember the truth from the lie. Yeah,
lied so much you don't even know. And I'm like looking for the person that you said you was in the picture that you sent me, and that person didn't show up. Instead, you did, saying that you were you. Yeah. Anyway.
When I was living, when I was out in Cali, this is before I was even online. When I was out in Cali, I got caught up in a situation, but it wasn't online. This was basically, how can I put this?
How do you get catfished and it ain't online? How do you get catfished with somebody that you met? I'm just curious.
Okay.
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 Somebody, a friend of mine.
Spill it.
No, I'm telling you, a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Basically,
yeah.
Hooked me up. Was trying to hook me up with a friend of his. I think it was his sister or his girlfriend. And we spoke on the phone for like, I'd say about 5 or 6 months before we actually met. Seriously, it was that long. Because at the time I was dealing with, so I was already in a relationship. Wait,
you said his sister or his girlfriend?
I don't remember if his sister was the one that introduced me or if it was his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which one. But I'm just saying they introduced me to a friend of theirs. Oh. And for like about 4 or 5 months, maybe 6, we talked on and off, you know, until we finally decided to meet. Now, mind you, in the meantime, we had, you know, good conversation. And, you know, she had emailed me like 2 or 3 pictures. And then when we finally met up, I was just like, I'm sitting in the park waiting, and I see this girl walk by me twice, looking at me, and I paid her no mind. Then she came by a third time and was like, you know, said my name, and I said, hey, what's up? And then I was like, oh, shoot. And then in my mind, I'm like, damn it.
What's up? My name is Eric.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. Okay, I'll put it to you like this. I'm just gonna give it to you straight up.
Mm-hmm.
The picture was like a what's the chick that played the sister on The Fresh Prince? Claire, the older sister.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Okay, that was the picture.
Mm-hmm.
What showed up was the chick from Fridays.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we're just gonna go on break. I got nothing left. So this is MF Doom. We just
347-826-7435.
Yeah, this is vomit.
Drama at
newdrama.com. This fit. This is vomit spit.
Not the everyday hologram. Even when ribs was touched, never swallowed the ham. He'd rather eat a thin sandwich salad. It might need salt like a man's bland ballad. A lot of stuff happens that the news won't tell you. Blues on L juice, snooze all hell loose. Break it, take it like the good, the bad, the ugly. Break it rolling through your hood in the caddy buggy. Butter softy, leather flossy, fatty juggy. Always threw me off when she told me daddy, pump me. I'm like any who's thieves walking all out in the street without any. I guess it's better than some funky socks. You need to get her some skips before she catch the monkey pop. Instead she wanna hit a beatbox. Take pills and make fake krills and sheetrock. Sing it, bring it back to your laboratory. While he's in his oratory glory, it's like a horror story. The mask is like Jason. They told the place not to let the basket type case in. He could be some kind of wacko, waiting for the chance to heat the pipes like a crack hole. He busted in, blessed be the Lord. Who believe any mess they read up on the message board? If so, I got bridges for the Lolo. Same bitch of gold dry and sent it to the popo. Here, orange peel stoves for the whole tier. Feel like I've been gone over a year, came home to old gear. It was the shit when I first scooped it. At least I get to sit out in New York and curse, stupid. Plead the fifth, sip wine stiffly. Patiently come up and be spiffy in a jiffy. Gift for the grind, criminal mind shifty. With the 9 through a 5950. Well educated, he heard it when he meditated in deep theta. That her hate the creep played up. Dedicated cheap skater who keeps data. Stay self-medicated to sleep later. Side effects are similar to sugar pill. Whoever go next on the mic, he put a booger ill. And made his exit on some calm shit. Begged him on the regular for kegs of more vomit spit.
Big brother, Mr. J. That was MF Doom.
Vomit Spit.
That's a nice name. Such a nice boy. His name is Doom. He's such a nice boy.
Hey, Doom is ill.
He's a rapper.
Yeah. And speaking of ill, I guess it was nicer the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. They announced Thursday that the university's Saunders Hall, named for a Ku Klux Klan leader, will be renamed Carolina Hall.
Just trying to get politically straight, that's all.
Yeah.
It don't mean much.
Yeah, I mean, ain't that nice of him? You decide.
Hey, well, you know.
Shouldn't have been named after a Klansman anyway, but.
I mean, but when the school was first founded, I'm sure there were like two or three Klansmen already, you know, were founders. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Not name them after
him? Back in the 1700s? Come on now. Or the 1800s? Come on.
Whatever.
They didn't even anticipate blacks going to their school, so there was no way you could avoid that.
Yeah, he was the alum of the UNC class of 1854.
Okay, then.
And served as the Secretary of State from 1879 to 1891.
Well, again, not much more needs to be said, you know.
I mean, but it was named after him in 1920. And the trustees who shouted him out, they gave it to him because of his leadership in the KKK as one of his credentials.
Exactly. And now that, you know, new generation, it's much more of an international school now, you know. I'm sure probably some of their, you know, their alumni are, you know, of, you know, putting money into that school, company, corporations and everything, they're feeling the heat. So they got to change. But it's a slow change. It's just like all the southern states, you know, they carry the Confederate flag. How many of them still waving those flags?
A whole lot of them. A whole lot
of them.
And it can't stop and it won't stop. I mean, I will always say it. Never has an L been more celebrated in that Civil War, L. I mean,
well, they're never gonna let go of that. And you're from the South. You know how that is.
I'm just saying. I've never understood the fascination. I mean, we in America, I thought that it was about being number one.
Come on now, say that. Wait a minute. Where are we again?
We in America.
And
America, fuck
you. How are you spelling that? A M E R I C A or A M E R I K K K A? Which one?
Well, when it comes to Confederate flag, it's the triple K. Not that really too much of a difference anywhere else, but I digress.
Remember, we live the old racism. That's the old. We live in a new age of racism.
A new age.
It's a different type of racism. Yeah.
All right. Oh,
you know?
I got to say, there was something that we missed last week, man. It hurts my heart. Another thing that hurts my heart so deeply. We missed Twitter Thick Girl Appreciation Day.
Say that again?
We missed Twitter's Thick Girl Appreciation Day.
I celebrate that every Thursday. And it ain't Twitter. I'm just saying, Thursday is Thick... It's thick girl day, you know?
Thursday is thick girl day. And
thick girl, yes, yes.
How, brother, do you celebrate thick girl day?
How do I celebrate it?
Yeah.
I give love to all the thickies.
You give
all the thickums, yep.
All the thickums.
All the thickums.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, I give love every day, but that's just their special day. Thursday.
Thursday. Yes. Thursday?
Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday is Mr. J's Thick Girl Thursday.
That's right.
And so how do we honor the thick girls every Thursday, man? You tell me.
You know what? Everything from if you got a few on your friends list, just give a shout out to them. That's all. That's all. If you see them walking down, say, hey, how you doing? You know? No, you ain't got to go out of your way and be all crazy about it, but just, you know, hey, that little bit of extra.
That extra?
just that extra. Now, see, a lot of people are going to say, well, Eric, what's your definition of thick? And then that's like in the movie Coming to America. Aha! Everybody's got their own definition.
Uh-huh.
I equate it to, like, if you're trying to drink one of those Wendy's shakes.
What? Wendy's shakes.
That's right. Don't tell me you ain't never had a chocolate Wendy Frost, one of those frosty shakes.
Man, I'm lactose.
From Wendy's? Oh, well, see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is how I can equate it. You just take a straw, like a regular old straw you sip soda out of or whatever, put it in your mouth. And on the other end, when you suck it in the air, put your finger at the end of that and see how hard it is to suck. That's the thickness I'm talking about.
So you're saying that it's hard to suck on a thick girl?
I'm not sitting there. See, you missed my whole point. See, leave it up to you to turn everything smooth way. Matter of fact, go out the room, tell Squirrel to come on back in the room. Me and him will finish up the show.
I was just asking. I thought it was just, you.
Okay, it's like this. You're lactose. You'll never understand. Do you eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
I eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay, do you put even amount of jelly and peanut butter on?
I put more jelly.
See, now, you'll never understand because you put more jelly. If you put more peanut butter on that sandwich and don't drink anything afterwards, that's your thickness.
I'm glad you gave me. So, just so you know.
Y'all can send all your complaints to Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com.
Yeah, Mr. J has feelings.
347-826-7435.
Yeah, he is expressing them, and he gives the love to everyone.
I mean, I give love to the ladies every day. I mean, I love ladies. I'm 100% lesbian, okay?
Why? So. Oh, hold on. why are you stealing my thing?
I trademarked that.
You trade anyway.
I'll let you use it, but you know.
Oh, you. All right, moving on. Moving on. Because this is actually something that I thought was real serious. Steph Curry, you know, Golden State Warrior, MVP of the league.
The Golden Boy.
Yeah, he visits different schools, whatnot. There's a teacher.
They said they don't want him visiting the school.
Yeah, he's saying that because you won't tell him not to watch him call, that it can't happen.
Overachievement.
Yeah, he says, if you come to my school, you'll be your usual, inspiring, humble, hilarious, kind self. And you will say all the right things. I mean, you are such an awesome guy. You are a family man with a wife and daughter with another on the way. You're humble, a leader, and clearly our young men need to meet a man like you. Maybe I'm wrong to write this letter. But the reason I don't want
you to come... too.
Yeah. The reason I don't want you to come has to do with what you won't say. Because the first thing you won't tell them, Steph, is that they can't do it.
Can't do what? Can't achieve greatness?
I mean, and see, this, you know what this brings me back to? Autobiography of Malcolm X. Remember when he was talking about that?
That's too much power for one man. Go ahead.
Oh, no, not even that. I'm talking about when he was a kid and he was talking about when the teachers, everybody was talking about being the lawyer. And all
right.
Said I wanted to be a lawyer. And he's like, no, I mean, you can do something like digging ditches or something like that.
Already knocking down the brother, yep.
Right. Killing the kids' dreams. Like, these kids don't deserve to dream. Just because they live in, quote-unquote, a bad environment don't mean that they can't think positive. So it should be negative, like, oh, yeah, you can't do it.
That teacher should be pulled aside and talk, you know.
No, I'm gonna say it. Fuck Matt Amaral for writing that.
Because
I didn't even know who the teacher was, but okay. I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let you be the angry black man right now.
He's Eden High School in Hayward. Fuck you. He gonna tell these kids they can't dream and like try to aspire to be great. You want them to aspire to be what? I'm sorry.
I mean, I understand where you're going. I truly understand. I mean, for him, you know, who's an educator, to you know, and I understand, you know, it's
that's
like we shouldn't just be worshiping athletes or whatever. But this is a positive role model. He just so happens to play basketball for a living. What's the problem?
Right, a family. I mean, that's your job. Your job is to motivate people and to inspire them to be the best that they can be. And if there's an athlete who embodies that, they can see it and would want to, and he's like, you won't tell them that they can't? Why would you tell them that they can't?
Mm-hmm. Is this teacher a man of color or is he a different persuasion?
I don't really care what he is.
Well, no, I mean, normally, you know me, I'm always going to play the race on that, but...
Right. I mean,
whether he was a man of color or a man of a different persuasion, you're right. It shouldn't matter. I mean, why would you send that message? Why would you give that message to your students? Like, you know, why would you say that? You know, I'm more like, my thing is, okay, well, if you're telling someone like a Stephen Curry not to come to that school, then what do you, what do you have as a replacement? What are you doing as an alternative? Because, you know, you just put out, you said something that you can't take back. It's out in the universe now.
Well,
so what is your alternative?
Well, I don't.
And then why hasn't anybody from that school board, you know, yanked his coattail?
Right, because I'm sorry, if anybody needs to be not brought back, it would be that man. I'm sorry, but I'm a stickler for that. Young kids need to be motivated and lifted up and inspired, not told, well, hey, you know what? Don't worry about that good shit. You know,
don't dream too big or too positive. Yeah,
don't dream at all. As a matter of fact, you just worry about where you're at, and you know, hey, if you can get a job at Wendy's, that'll be a positive thing for you. At least you're working.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else?
What else is there to say, man? Once again, I'm depressed.
You can't do a show depressed.
I'm sorry, but that's depressing. So I'm gonna say we're gonna take one more break, man. I need one more break. But we gonna let somebody
put some happy music on or something.
Well, I'm gonna go kill a mic, ghetto gospel, since we there anyway.
All right. And I sitting on the edge of my bed, holding my head, trying to make this cake like a baker and get some bread. My mama said, hustling does come with fear. Time to the crime, you better have me prepared for what comes with it. The killing and coping victims, snorting bitches and snitches, often they get acquitted while the real set to prison to rot away while they live. And all because I say dope shit, they on a mission to nail my black ass to the wall with a conviction. I pray the law hear me, but really loud is your listening. Praying when I'm in trouble, I'm speaking with more tongue. I say I'm out of game, but I'm flinching like George Young. I must be in the clutch, saying it's all warm. My mama took the children, they did it with my palm. Put beads on my head, say they protected me from harm. But fuck this old witch, I went and got a gun. Oh, Lord. I've lost my call, but not a reason to reveal.
jail. And the CEO called me nigga either way when I'm in there. Just like they did pop, just like they do me. Just like they do me, blue or Asada if they do you. There ain't no chest kill you if it's just dust and cord. For my folk and my people free, who will we record? The law never breaks us if we all on one accord. You know.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
With your host, Mr. F the N Word. I'm joined.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. J. That was Killer Mike. Ghetto Gospel.
What up? Yo, I had a question.
You got a question?
Actually, it was inboxed in. You notice I haven't done shout outs yet. So, you know, I'm letting you get over it this week. So.
Yeah, I know.
But they coming. But anyway, On serious note, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Listener wants to know, what are your feelings about deal breakers in relationships? What's a deal breaker? If you're in a relationship and say for example somebody cheated on you, or they lied to you, or they stole money. What is your deal? What is something that you will absolutely not tolerate? If you know, maybe you'll let it go once, but anything more, you know, nothing more than once.
You know, I mean, is this specific?
I got a few. I mean, no, not specific. I'm just saying I have a few deal breakers.
No, I'm saying this specifically for me?
No. It was for me, but I figured we just, you know.
Well, you open up
the floor, huh?
You opening up the floor. All right.
Yeah. Oh, my deal breakers? Oh, I mean, come on now. I mean, if we're just talking in general, like things that I don't deal with bullshit, I don't deal with drama, I don't deal with liars, I don't deal with cheaters, I don't deal with,
I guess you must cover it all.
Yeah, instability. What I mean by instability is like, you know, you're not consistent in whatever it is you're trying to do or if you're trying to do anything at all. You know, I'm not into materialism, I'm not into... You know, I mean, if you like buying nice things, okay, I can get with that. But if every week you're spending the majority of your paycheck on new outfits and new hair and stuff like that, but yet if I want to sit down and have a conversation with you about 401ks or saving money or trying to like invest a little bit, and you looking at me like I got a new eye growing out of my forehead, I can't. That's a deal breaker for me, because that just tells me, like, your actions will tell me what I should look for, you know, what I got to be prepared for in the future. You understand what I'm saying?
I get you. Now, I mean, for me, as far as deal breakers go, I think...
Is this going to be painful for you to talk about, or...?
It's not going to be painful at all.
Okay.
I think that if you're dealing with in a relationship, you know, just everybody being straight up.
But see, then that goes into that you know, honesty, and not everybody's going to be honest.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about just no representative. Just...
Seeing you, not your representative?
Yeah, seeing you, not the representative. And don't be afraid to put it out there. Whatever it is you got, you know, vulnerability, whatnot, just put it out there. And I think everything else will take care of itself.
Okay, which leads me to the...
Go ahead.
I said, which leads me to the second question.
Uh-oh. Got a second question.
Yeah, she followed it up with a second one.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever knowingly been in a situation, relationship or whatever, where you were not the main person? Meaning that the person, I guess, in you or my case, we were dealing with somebody that was, like, married or cheating on their significant other. And if you were knowingly in that situation, did you stay or did you immediately like leave once you figured it out?
Yeah, I'll say this. I could never knowingly be the side dude. Just can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't share your milk and cookies.
It's not even about sharing the milk and cookies. I can't see being the guy next to the guy next to the guy.
Guy next to the guy next to the goddamn guy.
I can't do it. Shout out to the late Robin Harris. Yes. But no, I can't be that guy. If I don't have a chance to be the main course, why even try to eat?
That's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it. Me? No. I mean, obviously, because, you know, we think alike, but no, I couldn't do it. But not only for the reasons that you say. I couldn't do it because I'm greedy.
You're greedy.
I'm greedy. Well, no, that's take that off. Take that back. Let's edit that out.
Let's take that out.
I'm selfish.
You're selfish.
I am. And I'm selfish to the point where, especially if it's somebody that I'm really feeling, like I'm like, I really like this person. And then if I let my guard down and I just didn't ask all the questions I'm supposed to ask, and I find out that, you know, okay, you're actually belonging to somebody else and I'm the number two guy.
Yeah.
See, from that point on, I've cut you off, but I'm going to do it in such a way that you're going to feel the scorpion sting.
Well, see, I think that anybody who wants you to be part of the menagerie, they want mm-hmm. you to be part of the circus.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take you serious anyway.
They don't take themselves serious because. Why would you invite somebody into your madness? Where is the benefit?
Well, it's not even about inviting to the madness. I see it as you're basically saying you have no respect for the person at all. I'm going to use you for what I can get to you. So it's like trying to put together different people to make a whole.
So basically they're not even respecting the situation they're in, and then they're going to bring somebody else along and not respect them either.
Well, I mean, it's like somebody who would say, well, you know, like, okay, there's the we can be friends. And you know, I get it. Different people are in different places in their life. You know, you can be in a situation where you don't want to date anyone seriously. And that happens. But at that point,
you can't ask somebody else who would be interested in that to, hey, we can be friends and we're going to be like this, when you know that, that's not what that person wants. I think it's disingenuous. And I think that you basically, I won't say, but you you don't have a lot of respect for that person.
Interesting.
Nor yourself.
Okay. Interesting.
And that's it. But speaking of disrespect, and you know, there's one thing. You know, whenever you get questions, you never say who's sending the questions, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. In that case, it was my friend from D.C., Sensuous, sent that in, both questions. Sensuous, shout out.
Sensuous. Yes. Shout out Sensuous in Washington, D.C.
Sorry about that. I didn't think you wanted me to give any more shout outs, so.
Well, you know you was going to do it anyway.
Well, I'm going to do you one better this week. For everybody within earshot, for all my Facebook friends that are listening in, it's too many of you to listen to list. I'm just going to say thank you for listening once again. And as always, we're here every Tuesday, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, that was short.
No, because I got, like, right now, there's about 30 that I know that are listening, and if I sat here and said all 30 of them, it would take up a good 7 minutes of time. So
yeah, we gonna move on.
See.
But to a serious matter, the pregnant mother, I don't know if you saw, Charlena Cooks, was 8 months pregnant, who the police jacked up.
Oh, yeah, jacked up, threw it to the ground, and
And
they have video footage of her.
And it's like, and see, this goes to that point where they talk about the police are just doing their job. I'm sorry, she didn't have a gun. She wasn't accused of a crime per se. A pregnant woman that is unarmed is not a threat.
You got to start wondering, because I know that's not what they're taught in training, because I have friends that are cops. They're not taught that. These are just cops that feel as though, okay, you're not going to listen to what I'm telling you to do. Okay, fine. It's time for me to put my hands on you. That's where that's coming from.
Right.
And a lot of times it's always, I'm just going to say, I mean, I'm sure there are like black or minority cops out there that violate the laws just as much. But it's coming from, you know, white cops. That's the only way you can say it, is white cops. Especially, you know, it doesn't matter if it's in a large city or a mid-sized city, on the East Coast, in the Midwest, or in the West, or in the South. A lot of this is coming from white cops, and then people don't understand why brown people, black people, minorities in general have an issue with these cops, because you're not enforcing laws or to a point where...
Just say so-called minorities.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, it's not like... If you pull me over for a traffic stop, and during a traffic stop I do something that causes you suspicion, I can understand. Like, if I knowingly do something, yeah, I can understand. But if I'm, you know, if I'm just asking you basic questions, and if I'm within my rights, my civil rights, I can ask you, why did you pull me over? I can refuse a search of the car. Well, you can legally do that.
Right, but see, here's the point. It's like... I remember watching a video on rape, and they raped an 80-year-old woman. It had nothing to do with the sex. Because you know how they always make that BS, oh, yeah, well, she may have been asking for it because she had on...
Right, it has nothing to do with the sex.
It has something to do with the power.
First, and right.
Conversely, with the cops, it had nothing to do... Look, it's a pregnant woman. She was not being menacing. She is a pregnant woman, looking very pregnant, by the way. Yeah. It wasn't like she was slightly showing. She is very pregnant. In that case, if you have a righteous spirit, you would say, well, ma'am, and you talk to her. And it's a situation where you just talk. But you see, these cats, because they have the power,
guns on their hips. Go ahead.
Right. it's all about I'm going to exert my power and my control and belittle you. I mean,
did she lose the baby?
No, luckily she did not lose the baby. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this is someone who should be thrown off the force. Because if you...
But he won't be. He'll be put on, you know, administrative...
On
you
vacation.
Know.
Because administrative paid leave is vacation.
Yeah.
That's just...
And they'll probably reassign him to a different department for a couple of months. And then when they think, you know, shit has died down, he'll be back out on the street.
Right. But, I mean, if you can do that to a pregnant woman, I mean, there's nothing that you won't do.
But they, I remember, you know, not, you know, just to, on that point, a while back, I don't know if it was like about a year ago or so, I was watching something and they were saying like some psychiatrist somewhere did this study on like police brutality, like the cops that commit these crimes. And I guess out of the pool of cops that she interviewed or did the study on, like about 30-40% of these of those cops, male cops, majority were white, were abused. They were abusers at home. They were beating their wives.
Right.
So
yeah. I mean that's the whole point. I mean you hiring people and people are getting into this job who have one thought. I'm gonna beat somebody. I'm gonna exert my power. Because we know woman beaters, They normally are guys who just little dick. My mentality is really, really small. You got that Tyrannosaurus Rex brain, you know, size of a pea.
But see, my question is, I mean, then you go on the question like when they, you know, because if you're going to be a cop, you know, they do a psych test on you. Where how are they administering these psych tests, and who's creating the psych test? Because apparently some of these dudes are they're slipping under the radar.
No,
you know.
They're not slipping under the radar. I mean, basically what we're talking about is if you got the like-minded people hiring like-minded people.
Minded, yeah, that's true. Good old boy network
like,
there.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you want to crack some heads.
Oh, we got the right, you know, you come to the right district. We got somebody for you.
In the right place.
Yeah.
But we gonna lighten the mood here. I know you've been to Hooters, right?
Yeah, not a while, but yeah, you know. Yeah, I know they got one for men now. I mean, well,
in Dallas called Tallywhackers.
You know that's gay, right?
Okay.
Because I saw a picture of the one that they're talking about in Dallas, and in this particular picture, I'm sorry. I don't mean to say gay, but there was only it was a male waitress serving three white men, you know, three men in a booth.
So
I'm like, okay.
So are you saying that you're not going to go to Tallywhackers?
You remind me next time I see you face to face just to punch you in the throat on that one. I get a free shot just to the throat. Put your hands on the side. I'm just going straight for your throat.
Why you got to go for
that? Make you choke on your tongue for something like that. I'm not going. No. And I don't even think it's going. It's not even going to catch on.
It's going to catch on.
I won't be supporting it. I don't even go to the Hooters. Why would I go there?
I mean, I've been to Hooters. But my thing was we went to Hooters only because Seau's was packed. It was just to watch the game. I mean, I wasn't there for the females. We were there to watch the games. Now,
yeah, exactly.
It's tougher because one, I wouldn't want the guys coming on to me. That would be the only thing that would. And I know you'll have some folks that'd be like, oh yeah, well they're not worried about. I'm like, look, they like men. I'm a man. I like to think that
I can't even see. I don't even understand. I mean, I understand, like, some dudes just may need a job. And, okay, it's just a gig. Okay, whatever. But
you know, you ain't there because you need a job.
I mean, I'm not looking for that job. You know, if somebody will probably say, oh, well, like if you had a family, whatever, and you really needed to support your family, you know what? If I had to go work there, then I'll work in the kitchen. You know, I'll cook the food.
So
I'm not walking around in no daggone little short shorts and tight ass short shorts.
You wouldn't, huh? Your tights out there?
Hell no.
Come on, you get to shake it at the, when they sing a happy birthday.
See, you making it, you trying to make me the joke this time, and it's not working. You don't want me to put your stripper name out there. Now, do you sexual chocolate? Do you? Do you real?
Man. Oh, man, come on, man. That was supposed to be secret. You said,
oh, well.
And you put it out. I didn't put your stripper name out there. See, I'm going to rise above. I still ain't going to put it out there.
Put it out there. Put it out there.
I'm rising above, see? I'm rising above. You know, I made a whole lot of money off that name. There you go. Messing it all up.
Sexual chocolate.
Yes, thank you.
You know you're going to get a bunch of hits tonight. People are going to be hitting you up on your phone. Like
Tallywhackers.
You know? Are you appearing there? Well, we going to take the show on the road? You going to make a stop in Dallas?
All right. Well, what can happen is you can go there and I'll film from home.
Nah, that's okay.
No.
Nah.
All
right. Got friends that live out there, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, I
can't.
We'll let
Dallas, but steers and queers, and I ain't neither one of them.
All right. Well. Well, of course, you know my thing here. A real quick shout out to Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, see, I forgot all about that till now.
Mm. Yeah.
White privilege, I tell you.
Well, it's not even white. See, because I'm always going to say it. I ain't going to say what his name, his rapper name is, but
I don't care. That's why, I mean, come on now.
I'm just saying.
He's not even a teenager. He's a grown-ass man. What would make him think that it's okay to even go there with that?
Oh,
especially in his stature.
Hold on. Now you know why he think that he can go there, because it's like always say
white privilege. Yeah, and plus we say it to each other.
Look, if you saying it to each other and you think and you say it's a term of endearment.
I don't even like it. When I don't even use it as a term of endearment to any dudes.
That's why I missed the F the N word in the first damn place. But if you don't know what he did, Tom Hanks' son, he came out and he was like, he did a little shout out on his Instagram. Check out the song Me and My N-Word at Chill That Dude just dropped on my SoundCloud. Yeah. Yeah. He went on to say, if I say the word N, I say it amongst people I love and who love me. If I say, fuck y'all, hating ass, it's because that's really how I felt at the time.
So now he's justifying it.
Yeah, he says, and I don't accept society getting to decide what anybody can or can't say. That's something.
Oh, so basically he's saying he's a racist. Okay.
He's saying free speech.
No, he's saying he's a racist.
He's saying freedom of speech, man.
Okay.
You didn't get that?
Okay. All right. You stay behind that gated area wherever you live out there in Hollywood, because you can't go. You want to be that rapper? Right, you know, you call yourself that rapper. Drop that album. Go into the hood or go someplace where you know.
I don't think that
you can catch a bullet for that.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be living his lyrics in the streets.
Yeah, okay. You go to your little cushy Tony party, you know, your little Hollywood parties where it's nothing but people that look like you, or maybe a few of us up there who ain't got the sense enough to check you on that. All right, yeah.
Straight just out trust of Huntington me. Beach.
Huh?
Straight out of Huntington Beach.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, that's it for me.
Thank you all for listening, and of course for my main man, my big brother, Mr. J. I'm Mr. F the N word, and y'all.
Yeah, I'll be out in Huntington Beach with the Nation of Islam this week, so I'll be reporting from there next week.
Yeah, this is another smooth drama presentation, and y'all know.
That'll be easy.
Jeez.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.